means is Nakimi Gesel, that there is no, that, well, you can say to yourself, if I get a new part, so then it'll last longer, whatever. You can justify it to yourself, but if you want to justify it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you may have problems with that. So, Nakimi means Nakimi Gesel. Vakala means that it is possible for you to do it. It's relatively, it doesn't take away your kaychus from being Ovid Hashem. You don't have to, if you want to be, you have to carry 100 pound sacks on your back. That's not a type of, even though maybe you can make a lot of money from that, but it's not a type of openness the person should try to teach his child, his son. So we're talking about, you want to be, want to teach him to be a bricklayer, you want to teach him to be a, the bricklayer is not so nakia, because you may have to, there's a lot of pressure to be Mechal Shabbos if you're a bricklayer. Why is that? Because someone has a contract with a contractor that he has to build his house, and they made up that if it's not built by this and this time, every week that he delays it, he has to, that the one who buys it can take $2,000 off the bill. So therefore, that's a pressure on the builder to make sure it gets built on time. Well, so now he's gonna put pressure on all his workers to make sure that it's done right away. So a bricklaying can't be done when it's raining. You don't lay any bricks because it mixes up with the cement and it won't go properly. So you can only do it in clear weather. So what happens if it rains for a week straight? So you're back behind a week on the construction. So then he's gonna try and work on Sundays and Shabbos and Yom Tov and whenever you're allowed to work. And you can put pressure on these people that even if he can get away with not working on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it'll make him work until the Shkia or whatever. There are a lot of nisyonos in this kind of a work. So you don't want to get into that kind of a parnasa, and that's why there are very few from bricklayers. Okay, so as I said, now when you think about a plumber, I think the plumbing is almost the key of a kama, I think. Even though when you think of a plumber, you think of toilets and cleaning out stuffed toilets. Well, that's not the work that most plumbers do. Most plumbing is in when you build a new house, so you've got to put in the pipes, you've got to put in the sewage lines also, but there's no sewage in the lines, so they just put down the lines before it's used. Everything's done. Most plumbing has nothing to do with the way that we, because when we call a plumber, we call a plumber for this reason, but most plumbing is a new construction. Okay.
Can we assume anyone in the automobile business is tussleitis?
There are Elcha people who are in this business, but most, not all of them have their own place. They, in other words, they work for someone, the mechanic, they work for someone, and the one who owns the garage or this facility tells his worker, you fix this. And he's not compared the price. The boss is the one who's compared the price. He just does what he's asked to do. So he's not a ganav, and if he is in his own business, so then he should be elch, and if he doesn't require so much work like a regular person should do, he should, the Baruch Shalom will help him make parnasa, even if he's honest, even though it's difficult, not easy. In the standard way of making parnasa, it's not easy. Should one refrain from receiving welfare, food stamps, WIC, etc., because of Miyaka Odom Kabbalah Tzedaka? Okay, so the simple answer to that would be yes, that he should refrain from receiving these things because the person should stay away from taking Tzedaka. However, when you think about it a little bit more, it's not so simple. Why does the government give welfare? Why do they do that? Is it because they are concerned with the welfare of the people? Absolutely not. It has nothing to do with that. It's like this. WIC is different because WIC has to do with health. They want to promote the health, and it's not, you don't have to be an honey in order to do that. They have statistics which they're trying to prove. They think that there's not enough folic acid in the food, and that's why so many people are sick. So they go and they give you they give you foods which has this folic acid in it or whatever too, and then after 10 years they see there's no improvement, so they say forget it, so we'll give something else. There are a lot of statistics are supported by this WIC. Now they do give some foods also which are some because they consider it healthy, but you can only get them this for healthy foods, and it's a health program. So I don't think that's stuck, even though that if you're rich you can't get it, but you don't have to really be poor. Even though you can't apply for food stamps, you're not able to get food stamps, but you can get WIC. So it's something different. But the food stamps and welfare are for anemia. So you have to have a low income level in order to get it. But the reason why they do it is because there are some people that if they don't have any welfare and they have no job, how are they going to make parnasa? So the only way to make parnasa would be to use the principles that they had in Stoim and other places, that is it fair that this person should have money and I should have money? So we've got to have a distribution of wealth. Well, if no one's distributing the wealth, so then I'll make sure that it gets distributed on my own. So that's the thinking that some people have. And so that's why they give the welfare, in order that they themselves should not be the object of an attack from thieves and other things like that, who are desperate people, they have nothing, they have no job, they have no food. They're not going to just sit there and die. Then they'll make sure that they have what they need. That's why they give the welfare. And that's why they give food stamps. So I'm not so sure that that's considered stocka, or it's there for self-protection.
Is it okay in that case to take it up? Is it still not the kavada of them?
No, you're not. To take welfare and food stamps? That doesn't matter. Once they made it to Gzera, even though the town became bottled, the Gzera stays.
Years ago, everybody told us that the communist society was similar to Saddam about that distribution of wealth business.
Well, Saddam, in the communist Russia, the main avera, the worst thing you could do is capitalism. Because that was against the whole government, you were undermining the government. What's capitalism? Capitalism is if you sold something of your own, you don't have to sell anything. You don't have to do any business on your own. Everything is the government. So if you wanted to buy a house, you had to buy it from, you couldn't even buy it from the government. The government was in charge of everything. And it was a complete system. If you bought something, you could buy things that you need for your own personal use. They had stores. But the stores are run by the government. No one's allowed to sell anything. Everything, the shul, belonged to the government. If you wanted to buy matzahs, you had to buy them from the government. The government made the matzahs, and you'd buy it from them. You want to buy lulav and esrog? The only way you can get it from the government. You're not allowed to buy it from a regular person because tefillin, everything had to be from the government. Mezuzahs, you had to buy it from the government. You bought it from the shul because the shul was owned by the government. And if a person made a mishaberach and he says that he gave the money for the shul, meant he gave it to the government. And that's why the government was interested in that there should be a shul because they made money on it. And when you bought matzahs, the money went to the government. And so on. So when you came to Russia, you couldn't